Welcome to day number 96. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, says the Mishnah. Haisa sadeh zrua chitim. Imagine your field, you just planted some wheat. V'nimlach lezara saorim. But then you change your mind, and now you don't want wheat, instead you want saorim, you want barley. The problem, of course, is that barley and wheat are kilaim. There's a prohibited mixture. You cannot plant them together. So you have this wheat that's already in your field, but instead you want barley. What do? Says the Mishnah, yamtin la achitaslia. You wait until it takes root. It's about 3 days in wetter soil, longer than that in drier soil. You wait until it takes root, and then once it does, v'yofach, you turn it around, meaning you plow it, v'achar kach yizra, and then you could plant the barley. Why do we wait? Because once it takes root, and then you uproot it, and then you plow it, then you've destroyed the wheat. It's no longer going to grow anymore. It's as if it's not there, so you can plant the barley. But if you plow it before it took root, all you're doing is changing the location, just turning around the wheat. It's still in the field. It's still going to grow. And then, so if you plant the barley at that point, then you're really just planting barley in a field that already has wheat, and that is a violation of kilayim. Now, im tzimcha, let's say the wheat already started to sprout. So lo yomar, a person should not say, Ezra, first I'll plant the barley in the field, v'achar kach ofach, and then I will plow it and uproot the wheat. Why would a person want to do that? Well, it saves a whole plowing, because you have to plow in order to uproot the wheat, then you'd plant the barley seeds, and then you'd plow again to cover the barley with the soil. So a person says, you know what, I'm gonna save some effort here. I'm first going to put down the barley, then I'll plow once, and that will both uproot the wheat, and it will cover the barley with dirt, and that's great. So says the Mishnah, no, don't do that. Ella hofach v'achar kach zore. First, you have to properly plow it to uproot the wheat, and then you have to then you can put the barley in. And the reason is going to be consistent with everything we've seen, because even though you don't intend, it's very clear that you don't intend to mix the wheat and barley, you really just want the barley. Still, as we learned in last Mishnah, there's a concept of maris ayin. It shouldn't look like you're doing it intentionally. If you don't plow it first, it looks like you actually want to plant the barley in a field of wheat. So instead, Chazal say, make sure you first plow it to show that that's not your intention, and then you can plant the barley. Now, how much do you have to plow? Says the Mishnah, Kamye Choresh, how much do you have to plow? Ketalme Harevia, like the furrows of rain. After it would rain, you would plow the field, but you wouldn't plow every single inch. You would plow rows, but there would be a space between the rows. So not every inch of the field was actually plowed, but that's enough, according to the first opinion. Abashal Omer Kadesh Lo Yishaya Rova Levesa. So the amount that you wouldn't leave a quarter of a kav of unplowed land, you wouldn't leave that over in a besa, which is, as we said, 6 kavim. So that same measurement of 1/24, you can't have more than 1/24 of the field unplowed. It's actually a more strict view than the first view. So that's Mishnah Gimel. Says Mishnah Dalet. A very similar case, but we're going to see, we're learning this similar case because of what we're going to learn in the next iteration of the case. So, Zeruah v'nimlach l'nata. Imagine you have grain planted in your field, but now you want to plant a grapevine. Lo yamar, a person should not say, etta v'achar kach ofach. Similar to last case. You know what, first I'm going to plant the seeds for the grapevine, and then afterwards I will plow it all in once. I'll uproot the grain and also cover the seeds of the grapevine in one shot. Ella hofach v'achar kach nota. The same case. Instead, you first plow it, and then you can plant the grapevine. Now look at the reverse case. We learned it. We're going to learn it for this reverse case. Nituah v'nimlach lazara. But let's say you already had a grapevine. The grapevine was already growing. V'nimlach lazara, and now you want to plant grain. So what do? Lo yomar ezra v'achar kach asharish. Again, you shouldn't say, first I'm going to plant the grain, and then I will uproot the grapevine. Ella misharish v'achar kach zoreah. Rather, you first have to uproot the grapevine, and then you can plant the seeds, the grain. Now again, why are we learning this? It seems to be exactly the same case as the last Mishnah, because this case actually has a leniency when it comes to a grapevine, and we're going to learn that right now. Imratza, if a person wants, gomeim ad pachos mitefach, a person is allowed to cut the grapevine until it exists with less than a tefach above the ground. That's less than, let's say, around 3 inches, so it's very, very small. If you cut it, if you cut the grapevine and only less than a tefach exists above the ground, then, zorea, then you can plant the grain, ba'achar kach masharish, and then later you can uproot the grapevine. So if you want, if you really want to be able to plant the grain before you uproot the grapevine, you're going to have to cut it below that tefach, below that let's say 3-inch measurement. And that's the same reason, because it shows that you're not interested in the grapevine anymore. It shows that you're planting the grain and you have no interest in the grapevine. And once you've made that clear, then you can plant the seeds and uproot the grapevine later. That is Mishnah Dalet. We'll continue with Mishnah Hay tomorrow.